Since 1937, the Lights of Spiritual Guidance has been proclaiming the love of Jesus Christ. We seek to lift up Jesus, who brings light into a darkened world. Thanks so much for listening to this broadcast of the Lights of Spiritual Guidance.
Forsake me here while I live by faith and do his blessed will. A wall of fire about me, I've nothing now to fear. With his manna he my hungry soul shall fill.
Then sweeping up to glory I'll see his blessed face, where rivers of delight shall ever roll.
He's the
lily of the valley, and morning star. He's the fairest of 10,000 to my soul.
Good morning and welcome to this edition of the Lights of Spiritual Guidance. If you're listening to us on Saturday on WPET out of Greensboro, North Carolina, it's the last day of the month. If you're listening to us on any of our other network stations, Kentucky, Ohio, Illinois, Indiana, it's the first day of the month of October. And this month of October, I'm going to be involved in revival meetings. This first week, it's going to be a full week, October 1 through 3. Revival homecoming services at Joyce Presbyterian Church in Stoneville, North Carolina. And then October 4 and 5, Sandy Ridge Presbyterian Church, Sandy Ridge, North Carolina. And then October 6, 7, and 8, going to be at the Wesleyan Church in Gold Hill, North Carolina. So I do covet your prayers as I'll be traveling quite a bit. And it's going to be a packed week this coming week. Then October 15 to 18, I'm going to be traveling to Chester, West Virginia, to the Church of the Nazarene. October 22nd, I'll be in Sharpsburg, Georgia, at the Church of the Nazarene. That's Sunday only. And then Eastside Church of the Nazarene, October 29 to November the 1st. That's at Mattoon, Illinois. So I do cover your prayers as I'm traveling to these revival meetings. Let me pray with you. Heavenly Father, I want to thank you so much for the way you've been blessing and helping us in these days. Thank you for safe travel, for good health. And I pray that you would continue to bless the radio program, especially this sermon, Lord. I pray that it would prick the hearts of those who do not know you that might be listening today. And may they come to a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. Thank you for the strong message that my dad preached so many, many years ago that we can play on the program today. And I just pray that you continue to meet the needs of the Lights of Spiritual Guidance and Loman Ministries. You've been so faithful, and I am indeed thankful for that. We love you, Father. Thank you so much for loving us the way you do and for sending your Son, Jesus Christ. I pray all of this, asking your blessing upon our listening audience. In Jesus' name, amen. You can write to me, the Lights of Spiritual Guidance, 1915 Cottage Avenue, Columbus, Indiana, 47201, or go to our website, lomanministries.org, and you can give through the Venmo or the PayPal tab there, and I'd appreciate it. It would help us out. We want to stay on your radio station, so do that, would you? Lights of Spiritual Guidance, 1915 Cottage Avenue, Columbus, Indiana, 47201.
His children, His sweet Holy Spirit now floods through my soul. Jesus is here to bless all His children. His sweet Holy Spirit now floods through my soul. The lame came and walked, the dumb came and they talked, the dead left hearing His word. The blind came to see, sin's captives set free, those who remained left believing His word. Is here to bless all His children. His sweet Holy Spirit now floods through my soul. Jesus is here to bless all His children. Sweet Holy Spirit now floods through my soul. His sweet Holy Spirit now floods through my soul.
Back over my life, if you'll pardon a personal reference tonight, and I actually marvel, brother or sister, what God brought me from and what He's brought me to. Because the night He sought me out, I didn't have anything to offer Him. Little handful of twisted skin and bones, 127 pounds, a diseased body born with a leaking heart and symptoms of tuberculosis. Didn't have a thing to give Him. Destined to be dead in 5 years. Those fatherly everlasting arms one night reached down in the gutter. I said, Lord, I haven't got much to offer you. But if you can make anything out of what there is, you can have it. Oh, I'm so glad I heard His voice. I'm so glad I listened to the Spirit. I'm so glad I heard the Word. And it doesn't make any difference to me who you are tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, these everlasting arms of a heavenly Father's reached out to me. I stretched out my hands for you. But listen, friend, the tragedy is that of God's answer to man's refusal of mercy is a terrible one. Because you ignored my word. You would none of my reproof. You evaded my spirit. You disregarded my fatherly counsel and my persuasiveness in invitation to extend my hand. You turned me down. He said, because of that, I'm going to laugh at you. I'll laugh at your calamity. Can you imagine, beloved, how terrible it's going to be for God Almighty, beloved, to ever laugh at you? I'll mock when your fear cometh. I'll never forget one day, beloved, some years ago, 1950, 1949 to be exact, sitting in my office in Gibsonville, North Carolina, my phone rang. I was in the funeral business. Man summons an ambulance. I made the trip with one of my attendants, pulled up in front of that house. Man standing in the yard, he said, Mr. Lohman, I happen to be pastoring in the same town. He said, Mr. Lohman, you're going to find an awful mess in there. I pushed that screen door back, and lying in the doorway was a beautiful young mother, hair matted with blood, attempted suicide, missed the jugular vein about a quarter of an inch. I thought she is dead. We picked her up, rushed her into the hospital. Nurse examined her quickly, and she said, Mr. Lohman, she's already gone. Just we'll take her back. But a doctor happened to pass by, and he felt of her pulse, and there was a faint ray of life. He ordered an injection and had us to roll her into the emergency room. And that doctor on his knees by that cot, seeking to stop what remaining blood was in that human body. And to close that gaping wound, that girl opened her eyes, and when she saw me, I'll never forget it, she screamed. She said, my God, Preacher Lohman, I don't want to go to hell. And that doctor looked up at me and he said, sir, you're a minister? I said, yes, sir. He said, if you don't mind, preacher, go ahead and pray. Brother, I'll tell you, I began to pray. And I said, oh God, don't let her die. Don't let her die. Give her another chance. Give her another chance. Give her another chance. Brother, they sewed up that gaping wound, several blood transfusions. 2 weeks later, she was returned to her home. 5 weeks from the time that we took her in that morning, I was preaching on Sunday night in my church. In the door, she and her husband came, sat down back there, and I thought all I'll have to do tonight is just preach and give the invitation, and she'll run to Jesus. And I brought my message, and they started singing a verse but no move, a second verse but no move, the third verse, and I couldn't take it any longer. I felt moved to move back to her, and I said, Moselle, I want to ask you, lady, for God's sake, what keeps you back here? You see that scar under there? I said, 5 weeks ago, you screamed, I don't want to go to hell, preacher. And I said, God spared you. She said, not tonight. I said, Bill, how about you? Not tonight. Liking one day, 6 months, liking one day, I picked her up out of the front room with a shotgun blast in her side. And ladies and gentlemen, hear me tonight. I believe that that girl in the regions of outer darkness, I don't believe the lake of fire will be the worst torment she'll have, but I believe it'll be the memory of that day when she screamed, I don't want to go to hell, and God spared her, and the memory of that night when she had a chance to pray, and she turned it down. I'll laugh at your calamity. I'll mock when your fear cometh. And he talks, beloved, about permitting fear. I'm preaching to some kind souls in this congregation tonight. You're afraid. And the reason you're afraid is because you've turned aside from his reproof. Some of you are afraid to die. And it's simply because you haven't been willing to pay the price to go all the way with God. Fear. Fear. I've stood by their bedsides and I've heard them say, preacher, I'm afraid to die. And I've seen them die like that. He not only said that I'll permit fear, but I'm going to permit desolation and destruction. He says in this passage, I'm going to permit anguish and distress. And if the truth was known tonight, I'm speaking to a lot of anxious hearts here. You're living in a state of anxiety and you're distressed on the inside. Why? Simply because you're not willing to break away from sin and go with God. Listen, beloved, tonight. He said, I'm going to permit you to eat the fruit of your own way. Moody Bible Institute. Young man and young lady. She preparing for the mission field. He preparing for the ministry. Went home for the Christmas holidays. Over the years, they had become infatuated with each other. He had asked for her hand in marriage. They'd planned to postpone the wedding until after graduation. While they were home Christmas holidays, they were thrown together at various Christmas entertainments. And he said to her one night, let's not put off our wedding. Let's get married while we're home. We can go back to school. Our parents are wealthy. And they were. The wedding took place. But in the interim, they decided not to return to school for the next semester. Their parents made plans to build them a beautiful home. And the home was built. No more preparation. Call to the mission field and to the ministry discarded. He got his mind set on raising registered cattle. And he began to purchase a few. He began to fill those pastures with registered herd. Ladies and gentlemen, in due time, a little boy came into that union. 2 years, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 years passed. At the beginning, they didn't miss church or prayer meeting or revival. But now they seldom ever go. God's been put on the shelf. One day, ignoring the demands of the Sabbath, the attendance to the means of grace, they went out with some of their friends to spend the Sabbath day in a time of reveling. Late in the afternoon, came home and he said to his wife, I'm going over to the back pasture and see about some of the cattle down there. She said, I went on into the house, sat down at the piano, and before I knew it, my fingers had picked up the refrain, Nearer My God to Thee. And she said, I wasn't even aware of what I was playing, but when it dawned on me that I was playing seemingly a funeral dirge, I stopped almost as rapidly as I began. She said, I got up and went to the door to see if I could see my husband coming, but he was not in sight. I called my little boy. I said, Sonny, get your pony and ride over the ridge and see about Daddy. He rode over that ridge. She said, I saw him come back at breakneck speed. He cried out, Mommy, come quick. She said, I didn't even take time to saddle a horse. I rode bareback across that ridge. Down there next to the spring, I found my husband lying in a pool of blood. 75 feet away, his rifle. She said, the only hope I have that as he drug himself 75 feet, that maybe had access to his mental faculties long enough to pray and ask God to forgive him. If he didn't, she said, my husband went to hell. She said, I stood there as I looked at that silent form in that pool of blood. She said, I remembered the times they used to testify in chapel. I remembered the days when he used to tell how God had called him to preach. She said, I reminisced and I remembered how I made a dedication to God back there in the school that I'd serve him on the mission field. But she said, I pushed it aside. And she said, all of a sudden, the words of this verse came to me, I will permit them to eat the fruit of their own way. Ladies and gentlemen, hear me tonight. It's going to be tragic if you just ignore the demands of this truth and go on in your own way. There's going to be a day of reckoning. But I've got to close. You say, Mr. Lohman, do you have to leave us there? No, I'm glad I don't. I'm so glad for the last verse in that chapter. And listen to it, dear friend. And it doesn't make any difference to me who you are. Listen to it. He said, but whoso hearkeneth unto me. But whoso hearkeneth unto me shall dwell safely and shall be quiet from fear of evil. Blessed be God tonight, the God that I'm serving in the day of mercy that's been extended. He said, if you'll just listen to me, you can dwell safely. If you'll just listen to me, I'll quieten your heart from fear of evil. Some of you have heard me give this incident, possibly in other meetings. Dr. Yar Overly was preaching for me in my church some years ago. And on Thursday night, he brought his message and only one lady came to the altar. She went out that door and she took me by the hand. She said, Brother Loman, this was my night. She said, I'm glad I got in. Sunday night, the meeting closed and she came by me and she said, this was my revival, preacher. She said, come to see me as soon as you can. I want to talk to you about joining the church. I never got to pay her that visit. The next night I'd retired at 11 o'clock, my phone rang. Young lady said, Preacher Loman, this is Dolores Love. I said, yes, Dolores. And she burst into tears. She said, Brother Loman, I work on the second shift in the factory and I came in a while ago when I got off at 11 o'clock. And she said, Mother was sitting up in the chair with a Bible open in her lap. But she said, Brother Loman, Mama's dead. She said, can you come down right away? I made my way the 18 miles through the country down to that little textile mill community. And I walked into that room. They had not removed her body. She was still sitting there with a Bible open in her lap. And I looked at that silent form. And I thought how wonderful it was that just 4 days before, he had quietened her heart from fear of evil, and given her peace within her soul. And oh, how she said, this was my meeting. My last pastorate at Salisbury, and I'm through with this. Sunday morning we had a combined service and I brought my message. Several people came to the place of prayer, and one young lady in particular came and knelt over to my left. Wasn't long till that girl's mother came and knelt by her side. Several others were there. Had a glorious time of victory around the place of prayer. And then I gave them a chance to testify. And this mother that came and knelt by her daughter, she stood to her feet and she said, Brother Loman, I've longed to see my children get in. She said, I've got some boys that's still outside. And she said, I felt for a long time now that I'm to blame for my boys not being in. She said, my attitudes, my dispositions haven't been what they should have been at home. And she said, I didn't want to go home this morning till I was sure that everything was all right. She said, that's the reason I came. I wanted to be sure. We dismissed that morning service and I had lunch, dinner with my family, and I was in my study at 1:45. My phone rang. A disturbed voice said, Preacher Loman, go to the emergency room at the hospital as soon as you can. And hung up. I was there when the ambulance arrived. And I stood in that doorway as those attendants pushed that ambulance cot through the door into the emergency room. Sheet pulled up over that human form. And I walked over and pulled that sheet back. And there, to my surprise, silent in death, was that mother that knelt at that altar that morning. I looked at that silent form and I thought of her last words when she said, I didn't want to go home till I was sure everything was all right. I called you, but you refused. I stretched out my hand, but no man regarded. I'll laugh at your calamity. I'll mock when your fear cometh. You'll call on me, but I'll not answer you. You will seek me, but you'll not find me. But whoso hearkeneth unto me shall dwell safely and shall quieten your heart from fear of evil.
Come home.
Our time has come and gone for this edition of the Lights of Spiritual Guidance. I do hope you'll take a few minutes to write us that letter of support so we can stay on your radio station. You can write to me, The Lights of Spiritual Guidance, 1915 Cottage Avenue, Columbus, Indiana, 47201, or go to our website, lomanministries.org, and you can give through the PayPal tab or the Venmo tab on the website. I do hope you'll find a place to worship this weekend. In the state of Illinois, I know you would be welcome at the Church of the Nazarene in Murfreesboro and Faith Chapel in Carrier Mills. In the state of Ohio, Trinity United Brethren Church in Fostoria. And in the state of Kentucky, I know you would be welcome in any of the churches of the Kentucky Mountain Holiness Association. In the state of North Carolina, Charity Baptist Church in High Point and Mount Gilead Methodist Church in Trinity, along with Friendship Baptist Church in Willow Springs. And here in Columbus, Indiana, where this program is produced, Bethel Wesleyan Church, Flintwood Wesleyan Church, and Columbus Free Methodist Church. Till the same time next week, don't forget, my friend, I'm still praying for you.